Okay, let us begin. So, Parshas Lech Lecha, you'll see, I want to set it up really why I decided to switch Tuesday nights to talk about Divrei Chassidus and Machshava and the Parsha. And so, first, let's get into it, and I'll develop the idea a little bit later. We're going to start from a piece of the Ohr of Yisrael, the Apta Rebbe. So many of the Mefarshim ask, what exactly was in the Nisayon? I mean, after all, God says, Lech Lecha Mi'atzecha, Vichon Levadecha, and he says, it's all going to be for your benefit. So what kind of a Nisayon is that? It's not a test. The person says, I want you to go move to someplace else. And over there, you're going to have so much great benefit, so it's not really a Nisayon. He said, why would you not do it? So the Ohr of Yisrael starts on page 1, V'nira Kavanos al-Piti Isa b'Midrash. Nisoyin Rishon v'lech lecha hainu kan. V'nisoyin ho'acharon lech lecha hainu b'har ha'moria. This is the first of the 10. And the last one is when Avram is told to go to har ha'moria to offer a Yitzchak. Hinei ma'od yipoli mahu nisoyin halazu. Po kokakoto b'lechto b'yatsa. Sha'akosim ha'shavcha b'yom v'yelech Avram kasher dibei elav Hashem. And what is so great this time? That the Pasuk says, and God, that Avram went, Kasher Dibe I love Hashem, the way God told him, V'chiyal Alev Eza Bria Shaloli Yatsi, the Dvar Hashem Chas V'Shalom, Af Bechusei Erech Harbe Bekame Madregos, May Avram Avinu, Olu V'Shalom. I mean, if God is speaking to you, who would not listen to God? God is having a direct, you know that, what was it, the whole script of Noah, the guy who went to jail. Im hayu zochel l'shmo d'var Hashem mipiv yisparach afilu sheyelch misofa olam hatzofa, whatever. If God is telling you to do something, if you just don't believe God is speaking to you, v'vaday mi hu pesi asher lo yishma el divrei Elokim chayim hamedaber ito imo. Who wouldn't listen? V'mkein mahu shvacho shavar mavinu olav shalom. So what is the Shevach? What is the great accomplishment of Avram? Uviyosa Toma Mahu and Nisoyam. Halos Choro Betsido Shashem Yisparach Hatiko Shayide Halicha Zu. Yarviya Kol Tovos Vahabrochos Lo Ulazara Charo. And God promised him that in exchange he's going to receive all of these brachos and success. And we know that he couldn't have, Rashi says, we'll get to the Sfasemes, couldn't have children. Had to go into Eretz Yisrael to have children. V'ikar ha'nisayon shel Avram Avinu alav shalom hoya shemachshavto ha'isa zako nekiya u'tahara b'li shum sig psolos. What is the idea? What was the great nisayon? This is developed amongst many of the thoughts, many of the Hasidic shavarts, that the understanding is that his machshava, his approach, was absolutely clean. It was l'shem shemayim. Chas v'shom l'chavim b'halicha zu shum davar l'tavos l'hanoso. He didn't go for his own good and for his own benefit. Hagam sheyada be'emesh yitzmach lo mizeh kol tov, even though he knew that this would give him great benefit. Kimo shesham en pi Hashem yisparach. Im kol zeh lo hishkiach hazeh v'hishkiach datu l'davar acher. Nevertheless, all he wanted to do was the mekayim the dvar Hashem belasos nachas ruach liyotso sheyisgadol. This is going to be a thing. But now he takes to explain a little bit deeper and a very important idea. Hinei kol divrei nevuah shenemru mipiv haKadosh Baruch Hu yisparach v'yisala le'eza navi. This is a general klal. When a Navi, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, any Navi who receives a Nevuah, now the Mor Nevuchim discusses there are 60 levels of Nevuah, and Avram Avinu, the Yitzchak and Yaakov are on the lowest levels of Nevuah. In fact, the Rambam just simply refers to them as a Derech Halom, not as a Nevuah per se. Vadei lo nemer lo perushi hadvur misha Nevuah amachonah. You notice, remember, if you go through Yeshaya, you go through Yirmiyahu, always you're seeing, they're discussing that they see, have a vision, and then they have to interpret it.
Doesn't Abraham have a direct conversation with God?
So this is how, I want to say, let me explain to something, let's understand something. that when we see Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explained, for example, there's a Medrash, and the Medrash says that the Medrash explains that Yaakov Avinu, when he meets his children, you know, in Parshas Vayichi, or it was earlier that I think the Medrash is in Parshas Vayichi. He meets his children. And he says, "Oh, I wanted to tell him the decades. I wanted to tell him the end of days." And what happens? All of a sudden, he forgets. So he thinks that maybe all of his children are no longer from. So what did they say? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yaakov says, "Really? That's what they said? Shema Yisrael." They said, "Shema Yisrael." You say, "Wait a minute. You talk to your father like that?" So where do you learn the halachas of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? We learn from Lavan. So I'm saying in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but this is something which is spoken about quite often by many, many of Rishonim and Achronim. When we see things written in the Torah, this is not exactly how it occurred. It may not have occurred even. It's not necessarily, it's not a historical work. It's written in such a way that we could understand it. For example, when we're going to see by Yerei Love and the whole thing, Avram is not awake during these conversations. These conversations that Rambam explained, he's sleeping. It's a chalom. We're seeing the verbiage of the way it is, but as the Rambam is saying, it is definitely, and this is what the Obi Yisrael is saying, it's still not explained to him, but per al per, the way we understand with Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't crystal clear. That's what the Obi Yisrael is now going to say. Rak nemelot seirufei ha'usiyos Torah, hakadosha b'loshan hakodesh. He saw like the letters. Unbelievable. So the verbiage, the words that you see, is Avraham Avinu putting together those letters that created the Nevuah. L'tevos v'mitoch zeh yavo lo inyan ha-Nevuah v'kavanos ha-Lemito. Al-Kain, mistama ho yidiburi Hashem yisparach le-Avraham gam kain b'derech zeh. That's how God spoke to him now. When they call Dibur Shel Hashem Yisparach Sovel Kama Perushim V'yucha Kol Echa Ve'echa Lefarsh Kavi Netiyas Machshavto L'Ritzono. It's a tremendous idea here, which is, I was doing it through the O of Yisrael, but this is across the board, to understand, in fact, there's a Tosfos. Tosfos in Kedushin says, you cannot compare the verbiage amongst the Nevi'im. You can't take the words from Yirmiyahu and see if that same word, how it's used in Yechezkel or Yeshayahu. Why? Because each one is authoring or using the words differently. Every author, the way the Navi saw it, is the way he interprets it. His own interpretation of the word. And not like in Chumash, where you could take the same word from different parshas and compare it. But Tosfos says you can't even take a word from Chumash and compare it to the words in Nach. V'nei be'esh nemeli Avram nevuah zu lechlecha mi'atzecha oz tekef miyad avad negdo hayetzahara. So when he finally really puts this together, al yamina l'sidno, so right away the yetzahara means his conscience. V'chizek oso leilech b'zuritzos l'kayim mitzvos Hashem yisbarach u'beprat, yes, get up and do it. She'yitzmach lo mizu tovos harbe k'muvu medvar Hashem. In order to get all these benefits, ki hisbir lo hatavarim, halofen ze rak lahanosa ulutavoso. Emnon, however, Avram Avinu levashalom legolda tzedkasa machshavto zako nekiya, haven shelo zehu derech hatovsa. Avram realized right away, but this is not what I should be doing. V'hayasha be'enei Elokim la'asos tzivu b'kudaso avur mespune hatova shi'avolo me'avodah zos. But I shouldn't be doing this for that reason. Ki zeh in nikra ovedes Hashem. That's not an oved Hashem. A person is oved Hashem because I enjoy it, because I'm getting benefit out of it. That's not doing a mitzvah. Rak ovid la'asma avur tavoso. Uchishis boning badoven nisvadalo b'vera shahu mibituya ha'yetzahara. And he realized right away that was the Yetzirah. Umiyad hischa v'tzavach davar acher. V'hipech machshavto perish divrei Hashem yisbarach l'ritzono, etc. V'zeu be'emes nisayon gadol shehoy yochel l'kayim mitzvos Hashem b'halichazu. That was the great nisayon. Im hoysa kavunoso l'tovas atzmo u'anos gam kein. Ve'im koseh, and nevertheless, lo arav makshav tov shum solos v'sig min betuyeh hayetzahara. So this idea, which the Ohr of Yisrael is saying, is as follows, why it's so important to understand, why the study of makshava is essential really in the Avodas Hashem. If you look at page 4, the Rav, for this is written by Rav Shechta, and then we'll explain a little bit more, but Ayin Perish Rashi. The Parsha Tzav Bekesh L'Tzuras Ha'ifot Shekosav. Lo Shamati V'lo Matzasi Bebraisa Perish Havin Yisrael. Rashi says openly, I don't know what the Pshat is. I don't know what it is. V'libi Omer Li. And my heart tells me. What does that mean? V'libi Omer Li. It's a very dangerous idea. When I say dangerous, not dangerous for the Rav is saying it, and not as it's being explained, but how other people can misuse it. The Chassam Sofer, when he wrote his Tshuvas, he wrote the last paragraph first. He knew what he wanted to say. He knew what the Pesach was. Then he backtracked. Then he found the proofs of what he was saying. The Libi Nota means a person has to have, if his heart is in the right place, if he understands, if he is truly agenda-free, that was the great Nisayon. If you are truly agenda-free, then you can begin the Yavodas Hashem. Then you can be a Navi. Then you can be a Poseg. Then you can figure out what the halicha should be in life. What a problem is that when people have an agenda, they come to the pshat, they come to the shiloh, they come to the derech of how, where, and way to go right to the left, and the agenda is what is driving them to make a decision, and then they come back and they find proofs. We all know very well, it's very simple. You can make any decision, you can find 100 different proofs in Torah, Rishonim, and Achronim of which way to go. So that was the great Nisayon, the way he explains it. It's further explained in the Imres Taharos. He's quoting from the Kedushas Halevi and others. It's the same idea. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Hinei diber hu lashon kasher. I'm going to say, based on the verbiage starts when Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Hinei diber hu lashon kasher. Diber is a little bit of a harsher. U betchilas haparshak siv vayoma Hashem elav. Very nice, beautiful diyuk along the lines of the Ohr of Yisrael. But then it says vayom Hashem el Avram. Vayomer. Vayomer is the closest. You know that as long as Moshe Rabbeinu before the in the early parshiyos it says vayomer. Then after the chait, it says Vayadabra, a little bit of a separation between God and Moshe. Here too, Vayom Hashem al Avram Amira Raka, softer. Umevar bi Arachayim, Vahuvu Divre Bikdusha Salevi, Dine Lecha Ori Yesh Levin Mahoya Nisayon Shel Avram. What was the Nisayon of Avram Avinu? Balichasa Meyatso, Vahaloa Kadosh Baruch Hu Hevticha Beschar Halicha. He promised him. Shehela Hanosel Tavaso, Vim Kain. Ezin is Zion who's Eshe Yelakade Lahase Kolahanos Vatosa Ela. So he says, in Mavarat is that Gufa, that's exactly what's in Nisayim, exactly like the Ohr of Israel. Leros im Abfal Pisha Yoda Avram Shahalicha Mebesov of Yelahanos and Tavoso, im Kozelo Yelak Mitamze ki im Lakayim Mitzvah Hashem. The Chainbe Emesosa Avram be Omev Nasel. And that's what he did. When you have the opportunity, and you could have done it because you were enjoying it. You understand, I mean, it's almost pshat, but it's important to understand. When people are Ovid Hashem because they enjoy it, so what happens when something you don't enjoy? It's not something which speaks to me. Therefore, you're not going to do it. Elo halach rak b'vnei shekein tzivel Hashem yisparach l'kayim gzeres ha-melach. The Alkane, and now he says, and that's in the next paragraph, that's why he started off. Shein Divri HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram Ksiv Vayomer Hashem L'Avram Amir Raka Mekivin Sha'ama Yisparach L'Avram Sheyelech L'Man HaNasa V'Tavaso Aval Achakach. At first this is Vayomer, because Vayomer means you could enjoy it. Achakach, it says Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Lashon Kasha, ki Avram Avinu kiyem hadavar, because Avram Avinu did it. Why? For the opposite reasons, not for that. Ubepanim yafos, marach bevechina zu. And the panim yafos says as follows. It's also a very beautiful idea. So marach bevechina zu, vechain isa bedivrei emes, the Rebbe Milublin. Two types of mitzvahs. Yesh la mitzvahs ke'elu shekol hatam shebnei yadam osam osam yochol yos rakmim beisetrich lechaim d'var Hashem. Mitzvahs tefillin, lulav, shofar. There's no hanoah from it. Lo shach behem panei acheres kalal. Ki ein basi yosan shum hanoah v'tana gashmi. There's no physical enjoyment in it. Come on, mitzvahs hanochas tefillin, levishat tzitzis, the taniyos. Since there's no hana involved, it's not such a great avoda. It's one way of looking at it. But there are others that the whole purpose is tanik. The hana is gashmias. You go on Achila Shabbos with Yom Tov, with Matzah, with Kachem. Emnon on a trickle in the Kaim and Dapim, they see by Hashem Yisbar. Here is where the late Yetzer Hara can really get to us. Person can observe Purim and can get drunk and enjoy it. You go to Simchas Torah, you don't stop drinking. Well, you're drinking the Shem Shemayim, or you're just drinking because you want to get drunk and it's just an excuse, right? Or if you're doing, no, I'm doing L'Shem Mitzvah. And look at the star. And this is an unbelievable chop. In the Akedah, what happens at the end? He stops. He stops. When God tells him, stop over here. What was the great Nisayon over there? Of course the great Nisayon was to bring and to offer Avram Avinu. I mean, the Yitzchak. Shelo hoye ikar Nisayon b'hatsiva l'shchot ez b'no yichido. Vada yase Avram rak l'shem shemayim. Ge'eza hano gashmi shayk b'zal shemayim. To kill your child, of course. Ela ikar ha-nisayin. It's unbelievable understanding. The nisayin is when he stopped. Kashet sivo Hashem yisparo shelo l'shchot is b'no. V'tzorach l'himonim is there rak l'shem shemayim. Why? Because it was great hano from him. I don't have to kill my child. But that's not why he stopped. So that's the first point. Second point, so in other words, this idea, the first point is called Vayel, the great Nisayon, and to understand that the Navi, or anyone who's following the Avodas Hashem, because you're given the opportunity to go right or left and misinterpret it, the question is how you're going to approach it. So this morning, in one of our chats, so Bob brought down something in the Wall Street Journal, and the question is about man being created with imperfections. Is that a strike against the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Well, really the question is, why was man created with an imperfection? We're not going to do the entire, there's so much to talk about just that question, but just a small ha'ara, a small idea to understand it. The Sfas Emes asked a very simple question. This is on page 8. Barashikan iata zoche levanim. Why did Avram Avinu have to leave his home? He had to go to Eretz Yisrael? Because he couldn't have children chutz l'Eretz Yisrael. Perish. Ki bevadei apara yisparach lo yipala mimenu kol davar. Why? I mean, God couldn't give him children in New York? He couldn't give him children outside of Eretz Yisrael. L'hoye b'koach ha-makam sh'chutz la'aretz l'kabel kedusha zera Avram? There couldn't be any kedusha of Zera Avram. I think it was about Shem Tov. It says, Sha'an alecha ki makam ha-sha'ata omeid kodoshu. And Baal Shem Tov says, ki makam ha-sha'ata omeid. Because wherever you are, it's kodosh. You don't think wherever Avram Avinu was living, it wasn't kodosh? So why couldn't he have it in Chutz La'aretz? Vim hoye b'koach l'hol it told us b'chutz la'aretz l'hoye golus, b'hoye matukan akol. there wouldn't have been, it's an unbelievable idea, there wouldn't have been a world of Golis. That's what he's saying. Achamokam lo zachal azeh. Why is that? The Sfas Emes is going to explain, I wanted, it had to be that Avram Avinu had children in Eretz Yisrael in order to create a world of Golis. There has to be an Eretz Yisrael, and there has to be an area outside of Eretz Yisrael. It was an amazing Chassam Sofer. Adam Arishon and Chava are thrown out of Gan Eden. So, where did they get? Where did they go? To the awaiting world. The entire world was created at that point, correct? Why was the world created? You started off with Adam Arishon living in Gan Eden. So why did I need the rest of the world? Is it possible that couldn't have Adam and Chava succeeded in Gan Eden? Isn't it possible? I mean, I know many people are going to say the Rav also said it was an allegorical, it never occurred. And there are many who say it was impossible for a man to ever survive in Gan Eden, etc., etc. I understand. But the story itself, why is it that you created the outside world? Chassam Sofer said, because only Adam Arishon was going to start off in Gan Eden. Everyone else, all future children would become, I don't know how this would have occurred, but all future children would have started off outside of Gan Eden and worked their way into Gan Eden. So what is the rationale? Why did there have to be a Golis? So really for Bob's question is, why was man created with imperfection? His halech lifnei lefonai v'haye tamim. Uvenoach amar tamim haya esolakim his halech. Changing of the words. V'hu atzmo ahefer shekasu zal noach, zal ashona, noach ha-yotzorach sa'ab l'tamcho, l'chein nolad mohol v'zos ha-kedusha shehoye lo. It's unbelievable, Sfas Emes. Noach was created with perfection.
He came out already with the bris.
The Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu, Olav Shalom, his halech lifnei habari yisparach by Yosef Arel, ad shemerov hatzkusha zochel atzmimas v'hasaras ha'arlo. Avram Avinu started on the lower madrega, as an Arel. He worked himself up. V'hu davar gadol ma'od acha yo'ayidei rov harotzon v'avos habore shemekalkeles hashura zochel hishtanos guf hateva. He changed himself to a point until finally nature, there had to be changing the guf hateva liyos nivdal b'chasimas bris kodesh mikol ha'umos. Avram perfected himself. He came from a lower perfection to a higher level. V'derech zeh nitam b'yichol b'nei Yisrael. V'yal zeh nemar mekodem lech l'chol la'aretz asher areka. Ki ha'umos, im yesh l'chol echa davar ma'haynu lehiyos omeid al madregaso, kimo shenivra shlo l'kalkel. You begin, the way the Sfas Emes is describing it, you start on one level for the umos ha'olam, and they remain there. Aval ein bo tosefes, you don't grow. Aval zera kodesh b'nei Yisrael, nitin lahem derech miyuchat sheyizka b'avodasam. But b'nei Yisrael were given a certain yichus that through their avoda lahamshech koach elyom l'malo. V'zeh shayach asher echa ki ein l'zeh sof. What does it mean? Asher ar echa? There's no end to it. V'tachlas. V'lochein lo hera lo miyad ki li olam tzorach isha Yisrael v'yagesh atzmo. A constant growing. But part of the answer is why was man created with an imperfection? Was that we are reshutav, we are partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in perfecting ourselves and perfecting the world. There is a unbelievable Reb Shimon Shkaf, the first Dibros, when they were given, was Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Chasav was written on in one time. You know, it was in the Dibros, you had the Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Chasav, and then they were destroyed. And then the second Dibros,
you had the Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebaal Peh was given to man. The Bais HaLevi has a beautiful idea, which in which he discusses that the second Dibros, when they were given, that was there was a Kedusha Saguf that was given to Klal Yisrael, given to Moshe Rabbeinu and also the Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there can never be a separation. Until then, there was a kedushas of the all of the kedusha was in the Seres HaDibros, and then we were being to shomer. We were the ones who were going to watch it. We were going to take care of it per se, but it didn't affect us. But what happened after that? There was a separation between the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. One idea, we're going to come to the second idea in 2 minutes when we come to the earlier Sfas Emes in Parshas Bereishis, which is also quite beautiful, something really for us to understand our role. But one of the ideas is the Rav Shimush Gav says, had the first time, you would have remembered everything. The first Dibros, we would have, as soon as we've studied, we would have remembered. And so what would you do the rest of your life? Something which would be horrific for mankind, horrific for the Jew. You always have to strive. So I mentioned also the Bob that this is also the deeper idea that Rav Soloveitchik wrote about Adam 1 and Adam 2. Famous philosophy in which he wrote that there was a difference between creation as written in the first parak of Parshas Bereishis and the second parak. And the first Bereishis talks about the cosmological man versus metaphysical man. But the essence, the element of what the Rav was trying to develop is that there is a constant battle between the cosmological man and the metaphysical man. It's antithetical. Hegel understood there was a thesis and an antithesis, and then it comes to a synthesis. Rav Soloveitchik explains there's no such thing as a synthesis. When David HaMelech says, and we say this in Hallel, Kol Adam Kosev, every man is a liar. The Rav explained what has been Kol Adam Kosev. Man is constantly in conflict. The result of conflict is creation. Therefore, man had to be created on a level of imperfection. That was the idea. Aristotle said something very similar. Aristotle explained that what causes creation? A question. The fact that I'm the absence of something causes me to search for it. So if you look at the page 9, please, if you have any questions, it's not supposed to be a lecture. Back to Parshas Bereishis. It's another beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. But this is important. It's the second part of the understanding why there was a separation of the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Pasuk says, Vayishalchehu Megan Eden. When Adam, Arishon, and Chava were thrown out, what does it say? Vayishalchehu Megan Eden. Lavodas Adama. Why doesn't it say Vayigaresh? Tchsiv. Adam la'oma yulad. Va'omra chazal ashri shamola b'tara degami kodim siv lavodu shamra. Even inside Gan Eden, what was our job? La'ovda l'shamra. But what does it mean, la'ovda l'shamra? What does that mean? So at that point, Adam lefnei hachet, raksha hayamala b'torah b'fad. All you could do is there was thinking, there was learning, there was. However, that idea of, I mean, I don't know exactly what it means that it was studying Torah, but the ideas of God. But the idea was that he wouldn't have to work to create the world. It would have been given to him. We know that. We know that of asavta d'ganecha. If a person is going to have everything, the shem shemayim, etc., everything is given to him. If not, then you have to work for it. The ato hutzrach lihios betzir of shalavonis gashmias v'zoinin taruv is tov haran. But after he was thrown out, then we had to put everything together. So what is vayishachayu? Just to get to the end of the idea of Svasemis, beautiful. Upeirush the next page vayishachayu, who shlichas gam kem shakadosh baruch hu shalach es haadam letaken es haolam haolamos hashvelim. The lashon of Vayishalchehu means you were sent on a shlichus. Beautiful idea. You were sent on a shlichus.
To whom?
All of mankind, really, all of mankind.
What was mankind at that time?
Well, Adam Harishon was then sent out as a shliach, Adam and Chava.
Question is to whom? You can't be sent as a shliach if there's nobody there.
Oh, so then, if you want, you could introduce the idea of Kabbalah. You know, the Rav explained, and I think it's very important for us to understand, when he says it's an allegory, meaning man couldn't live there. It's not historical, but there's an understanding. What did God want from us? If you study Kabbalah, if you study Tani, you study any of Hasidus, the world is created in a certain manner. Very difficult to explain them, but they are, and they created the different kalim, and each kali was trying to absorb everything, and then each one kept on breaking the shviras kalim, and the tzotzas fall to the world with the kalipos. And what is our job and our task, or the shlichus per se, is for us to reignite, to take those elements of the nitzotzas and to bring it forth. We'll see this in a few minutes when we do the Yismach Yisrael. But the shlich, in other words, the idea here is that you had a shlichus in one stent, and then you have another. I want to explain it differently.
I don't see any
shlichus at all. So I'll explain it to you. What does that mean? In other words, what shlichus means here is a task. And what is the task?
It's a task, but he's a shliach to do a task for to illustrate it to others.
But no, just the opposite. No, that's not what I want to say. I hear what you're saying, but that's not what I say. I've talked with a marshal. Unbelievable story I just heard. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a certain Rav to go in his stead. And he should go to a wedding. He says, I can't make the wedding. If you can make the wedding, please go over there. So this Rav goes to the wedding, Spesada Kedushin, and he's there from the very beginning of the wedding until the very end of the wedding. So one of the Talmidim goes over to this rabbi. You know, most Rabbanim, except for Rabbi Kelmer. Right, Rabbi Kelman, when he was Masada Kedushin, he got there early, he stayed to the very end. And if he couldn't stay to the very end, he makes sure someone else would stay and take care of the Sheva Brachas. So this Rav stayed the entire time, to the very, very, very end. And someone over to him says, Rabbi, you never do this. You usually come and then you go. You have to go learn, etc., etc. He says, yeah, but today I'm a shliach for Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shliach shlucha adam kamosa. Person is a shliach. In their place. What this means is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a task to mankind, in particular to Klal Yisrael. It's the concept of Tikkun Olam. So it's not something which Reform has from us. Tikkun Olam is to mikadesh, to be makdesh every element of this world and to bring it forth to a higher level. If you see what and this makes something very clear to me. If you're a shliach, that means I got to succeed. And the Mishaleach has to make sure that I succeed. And where do I see it? After the Churban HaBayis, how will we Mekadesh, and this idea is really, it's from the Rav, he doesn't say it exactly like this, but he's really the one who's giving me this idea. How will we Mekadesh the Chodesh? Bezdin. And then Klal Yisrael, you had people in members of Mekadesh, Mekadesh. Right? How do we Mekadosh it today? Kiddush HaKodesh, right? We bench Rosh Chodesh. That's why we have two people standing up there with the Chazan, representing the Bezdin. We make Kiddush. When it comes to, the Rav explained the beautiful, I think it was a Yahrzeit Shir in 1943. I think it was the second Yahrzeit Shir for his father. Quotes the Ramban, Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah nowadays, Eidu Mode Hashem is what Asher Tikru. When we read Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov, the Ramban, not only the Ramban holds the Kriyas HaTorah is a Daraisa. Unbelievable. Kriyas HaTorah is a Daraisa. This is, in other words, when it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this is the way we were Mekadosh the world. Mekadosh the Chag. After the Churban HaBayis, so many other ways were introduced. Why was it? Because it's as if the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you understand, we can't fail. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you can't fail. If I can't do it this way, I'm going to have to find a different way. I'm going to give you more tasks, other tasks in order for you to change and to be Mekadosh the world and to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. That's the idea. I think that's a beautiful idea. I see it deeper in the
in the Sfas Emes, that Lashna Vayishalcheyu, and we also understand with Avram why there has to be a Galus. Why is a Galus? It's like we look at, sometimes we look at Chet. Chet, we always say Chet is a transgression. We did something wrong. That's not true. Sometimes Chet is just the world that we are born in. It's in a world that's lacking something, and we are given the task to complete that world. That's what it means. Kavshuha, we were given the task to capture the land. It wasn't just given to us because God doesn't want to just give it to us. We're discussing, you know, which is really not something I want to get to in today because it's really just too deep. So many different issues of why certain families, you know, have a propensity to certain diseases. Is it by happenstance? It's possible. I don't know. Is it by happenstance that some people are given? The Rav always said by the, I think someone pointed out today, I think it was Avram Borenstein, that the Rav had mentioned that when it comes to the the Seirim on Yom Kippur, the reason why we have a Goro, because that's really life. You know, the Rav, you remember, describing, it says, not everyone is born into the Soloveitchik family, that, you know, everyone can sit and learn. And some people are born into other families where no one knows how to learn. The people never saw anything. I remember I once had a secretary, her name was Tanya Soloveitchik. I said, oh, I have a Soloveitchik's working with me. She's so smart. And meanwhile, I remember she said, could you write a letter? Mark Brick, Franklin Hershkowitz. She says, I should send a letter to all three. So I figured, all right, you know, the brains were given to part of the family, not to the rest of the family. But that's what it is. It's a mazel. That's all seen. But sometimes there are, and these are different hashkafas, really. And we'll see that as we go through the weeks. Different hashkafas. Is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single thing is chosen and given to us as a challenge and a purpose in the Sayyan? Or sometimes in the Sayyan, it's just happenstance. There are the philosophers of the Rabag, who probably has a very different notion of God's playing an interreaction with every individual versus the Rambam and versus other Jewish philosophers. It's definitely Hasidus. They understand that everything is given directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to a person. You remember Rashi when it comes to Batsheva. So the child dies. Why did the child die? What did the child do in the chait between Dovin and Batsheva? It's unbelievable, Rashi. He said it was a Gilgul. It was the Gilgul of someone who had to, who Nebuch had to come into this world to pass away. All of these ideas, very, very, very difficult. It's not something I like to talk in public because a person's going through tragedy and going through very difficult times. It's hard to talk about these things. How do you explain? Oh, yeah, God gave it to you. He wanted to test you. So I personally, I have a very different attitude towards it. When something goes good for me, so Kadosh Baruch Hu help me. And when something goes wrong, I say, no, I was left to to nature. I was left to, I wasn't Zocha to have the Kadosh Baruch Hu interfere with me and to help me, the Mashkiach Protas. But I think greater minds really have to talk about that. Two other ideas. One is from the Yismach Yisrael. And this is a continuation, really, of the idea that we just spoke about with the Sfas Emes, of really having a purpose of the shlichas of activating or realizing the intelligence of Kedusha. Brings it from the Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Hotzi Lechem B'Yayin, V'Kohen Lekel Elyon, V'Yivarcheyu V'Yom Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, Konei Shemayim Baratz. Remember that is an interesting. It's an interesting discussion based on this idea. You know, what did he do wrong? He blessed Abraham before he blessed the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
What halacha do we learn from this?
About L'chaim.
Oh.
You have to make the bracha first, and then you say L'chaim.
Okay. What about the other tzad? Those people who say L'chaim and then the bracha. Anyone else? Interesting. The other tzad is because you learn it from when you kill someone. Unbelievable. In Sanhedrin, when they would kill someone, so they give them something that's basically to numb the pain, per se. So based on that, we say, L'chaim.
He should have this drink. It should be l'chaim. It shouldn't be, you know, l'chaim v'lo l'mavas. But Larry's right. That's right. From here, we learned that first you're supposed to say the bracha, and then you say l'chaim. What do you do, Larry?
You make the bracha, take a drink, and then you say l'chaim.
I thought Larry could have said, I don't drink, so I don't have a shayla. That's Bob. Bob doesn't drink. He has grape juice. Who's going to say l'chaim on grape juice? Any of it, Tirgim Yonasim Ben Zia of Apikli Lechem V'chamra, and the Tirgim Yonasim Ben Yil says, and when he brought out the Lechem and the wine, Bahu Zimna, have a Meshamish Kodam Eloka Elo. It says, if he was, being Meshamish like a carbon in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Lefi Pashtas Loshen HaTargim, Mashem Sheba Osa Shah is Man Mamish. Shalti lechem v'yayin meshamish b'avodas karbanas. What was that? What do you mean avodas karbanas? V'yuvan od yoser al dera shedibarnu zekama al piya mavur besvarim hakadoshim. Every time you're going to say a bracha from now on, Bob, you're going to be saying this on a different level. U'b'yichu b'sefer o'ev yishol. Again, the Apta Rebbe. Al pi mamr chazal, Rebbe Levi Rami, Ksiv. We know the Gemara that says, L'Hashem ha'aretzim alohu, Ksiv ha'shamayim shamayim, L'Hashem ha'aretzim aslam ne'yadam. What do we learn from that? You have to do brachas. Kan kodem ha'bracha, v'kan li'acha ha'bracha. Do you do a shebechol ha'nevram, everything that was created, of v'chol meaning machol, yesh b'hom, nitzotz and kedoshim. They have these holy kedoshim, these nitzotz and these sparks. V'zeu tam and v'reichon shamal cholim. That's what gives it its time, the spiritual time. V'hanitzotzes hakadoshim kol hechit te'isin hubei gozad the rachmona isa v'heima hektish. Long as they're in this pure hektish, l'zeh asolah nos mehem v'lo bracha. You can't touch it. V'hu ki ilu ma'al ki ein lecho hektish gadol mizeh. Uchesha adam mi Yisrael mevarech habracha. When you say the bracha, ruli the also davar bikavonis alei udavekas viavas v'yira shemoyis barach v'zeh malah hanitzotzim kedoshim lemakorim rishosh hamakodesh. You bring out these nitzotzim umam sheshecha tov ubracha lechol haolamos. So you're going to say to me, very chassidish, very nice thought of Yosef Engel. We did this on Shabbos. Gemara and Beitza and Daf Dalvin and Beitza starts to talk to us about Eim and Vatlin Issa L'Chatchila, right? What does it mean? Eim and Vatlin Issa L'Chatchila comes Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel says, you know what it means? He says, yeah, you have the Nitzotz and Kedoshim, which is mixed in with Isser at this point. Every Isser. It's a very Hasidic thought. There's no such thing as pure Isser. There's no such thing as pure evil. There's always Tov within it. There's no such thing as Issa. This Issa has a Kedusha within it to be risen, to be raised in this Nitzotzis. But Ein Mevalin Issa L'Chathila means now is not its time. Now you can't do it yet. When it happens on its own, then Smutter, that means this is the Ratzon Hashem, that now this item, the Psolas, or the Issa, the Nitzotzis, the Kedusha should be raised. The Rav Yosef Engel goes further to say, oh, why don't we arm a vatal itzel l'chatchila? What do? You can't eat it after that? It's been interesting. Maybe in this is the Rabbanim. But he says a big chiddush. He says, an ish kadosh. He says, all Klal Yisrael are kadoshim. So their kedusha would raise the kedusha inside of it. Unbelievable, huh? Now you can say a bracha very differently. Ki bracha hi lashem bricha. Bricha is a river.
Right,
but brecha is more of a, yeah, it's like a stream. Stream is better.
That's
a modern, like you think they had a brecha, a swimming pool those days. Besod nachal hamamshach shefa lechol ha'olamos. V'yakein zocha v'kona ha'mivarech oso ha'mafal ha'masha v'kinin gama. You turn the page, he says, ki avram avino sham b'kocha chilosa b'kedusha v'taris. He explains this point. So how did it happen with Malki Tzedek? Because that's what Avram did. Avram Avinu al Basham Mekoch Yilasa Begdusha V'Torah Berchasa V'Gedoshim V'Torahim Al Asim of Shakola Orchem Aboyin Lov Shalomdin Levarach Mishmisha Achlam Mishalgam. That's what he used to do. Come in. Oh, do you know who did this? How the world was born? That's how he That's how he converted the world. One last piece. This is from Rabbi Elimelech Biederman, page 13, the last line on the left-hand column. Also, very, very nice idea to walk away with. It's something which is a very, very big mussar for all of us. You know, today, tonight, we just made a siyum on Ksuvas. It was a week late, but that's when we all got together. Truth is, when a person starts learning, he starts doing Daf Yomi, it's really overwhelming if you think about it. For many of us, it's somewhat overwhelming every single day to do a Daf. How much of the Daf are we going to understand? I mean, it's one thing when you're able to, you know, literally spend hours and hours and hours and going through a Daf and understanding, listening to 3, 4, 5 shiurim and finally understand a Daf and you go over and you write your notes. Halavai. But most of us don't have the time for it. I'm not so sure unless you have that time that you should. You really should learn nothing. But you know, I always say we're mekayim a din of shicha every single day when you're studying Gemara, you're studying Daf Yomi, and whenever you're studying, even just be Ian, we forget. You know, you marvel at times when you meet someone like a Rabbi Kalman who just remembered everything. You marvel. It's just that's already a different milam. We don't have that. But how is it when a person starts? What do you do? How do you get the koach to do something when you know you're never going to succeed? So this is just a beautiful musa. Habeit no hashamayim maima. When God tells Avram, look up to the stars. But parshas of Vayomer habeit no hashamayim usparach koch avram. Im tuchal esparosam, look up to the stars and count them. Vayomer l'kol yezaracha. This will be your children. And we all have them. We all living now in 2022 post Holocaust. Even pre-Holocaust. You know, I remember when Jeff Wolf was here. So he gave a whole shiur about many ideas that you find in Kedushin. And he was trying to explain to us, you understand what Europe was during the medieval ages. What do you think? You had minyanim in every single town. People had 5 Jews here, 6 Jews over there. They were killing us. The Jews weren't, there weren't plentiful Jews. And even today, what do we have? How many millions of Jews in the world? You compare ourselves to the Christians, to the Muslims, to everyone else. K'chol ha'yam, what are you talking about? We have something like stars? B'yin nifla b'yir ha'gaon ha'kodesh Rabbi Meir Shapir Mubulbin. Oh, so beautiful we're doing this. Today was his yahrzeit. So what does he say? Sherei kol bar das yodei shi efshel adon spav v'leidam in yakochem. It's impossible. Oh, it's beautiful. I forgot that it's Rabbi Meir Shapir Mubulbin. So glad I started off by talking about Daf Yomi. U'mikol makom kashe achshama Avram esivi ha'bari svara kochemim. So when Avram heard, go out and count. Miyad echel l'sofrom below lachshov cheshbonos. Right? Remember when we were on vacation together as friends, and someone said to someone over here, go get the screen, you know, and he ran over, it was a wall. Yeah, I'm just going to go over there and try to do it. That was it. You hear it, see, you go. Are you going to accomplish it? I don't know. Hare b'meilu l'ucha l'sofrom amali l'haska b'zaklau. So if you're not going to accomplish it, why should you start? Al zeh omal Hashem yisparach ko yezaracha. Ritzoni shekach yinhagu banecha charecha. This is what I want your children to do. Shelo yispalu mimachshavas yesh. Don't give up. V'yikabzu al tocho avoda v'anochi kivar yehebezvam. You start. I'll be there to help you. U'mefurash amru chazal lo alecha melecha legmar. Don't start singing. V'garma melacha yashlam ha-kadoshba ba'odah k'desiv l'kal gomri gom. B'emes amru, in the next page in 16, she'b'shah she'yaskal l'adam lasos ba'uvas katana, whenever you start a small thing, l'tov misham yakal l'lov l'hamshach b'derach tov, l'alos od v'od. Just starting, he brings down one of the stories over here on the bottom. How do you tell a person, just start? For example, the child was... Someone was smoking on Shabbos, constantly smoking on Shabbos. So the Rebbe said to him, he couldn't get him to stop. He says, you know what? Smoke. Don't put out the cigarette. Just leave it alone. Let it burn out on its own. So the kid did it. Sooner or later, he started getting into this whole idea of Shabbos. He says, okay, I won't do it. And then he stopped smoking.
Sometimes just start with a small thing. Don't stop worrying about accomplishing everything. It's like when you're studying Daf Yomi, you know, stop worrying that I won't know the whole Daf. All right, don't get one idea from the Daf. One idea. Keep on going. Every single Daf, you'll be amazed. 7.5 years, how many ideas you have. The Kach Biyah Rav HaKadosh Aksam Sofer. It's a pasuk ki seitzei la milcha v'shavisa shivyo sheyeshva es hayetze ba'otza hadera shehubalish ba'osasal. You capture your yetzer hara the way it's coming to you. V'haynu sheyilma mimali hayetze dach levo la'adam bi'amro hayom asekach v'sulamidi. Yetzer hara says, just do this. No more. U'lamacha omer la'asos kach atche omer l'cha v'yavor avodah zara. You start, how does the avodah zara start? How does the... When you rechote, you do something small the first day. And the second day, you do a little bit more, and then a little more. There's a beautiful idea that you think of Shuk HaSehem, and think it's in Parshas Vayelech. Eitz ve'evin kes v'zahav. First time you do a chait, it's eitz, disgusting. Disgusting. Second time you do it, it's an evin. Yeah. Next you do it, it's not so bad. Then all of a sudden, zahav, what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do this. I always tell the story. I remember the first time I cheated. Yes, I did cheat. I remember the first time I cheated in elementary school. I think it was fourth grade. I got such a guilty feeling. Oh, my God, I can't believe. Oy, va, voy. How do you do such a thing? Second time wasn't so bad. Third time I figured out how to do it. Fourth time, I already had the whole class working in the whole thing. That's what it means. Uvezed, that's why you should do also to accomplish the mitzvahs. So let's just do one last paragraph. Isa ben Medrash, Omer Rabbi Levi. Which was the greater Lech Lecha? By the Akeda or by Arpasha? How could it be? How could you tell me that the Lech Lecha was greater? Yeah, you want to say the mayor? Yeah, you're muted. You have to unmute yourself.
Oh. In a certain sense, the Lech Lecha is the hardest. Because you could have said Lech Lecha, Eloros Hashar. It doesn't say, it says, leave everything you know.
Oh, beautiful. So that's what he says. It's much more difficult. Exactly what he's saying. When you do tshuva, when a person wants to change, when a person wants to grow, to get beyond, I think it was, yes, it was Lord Sachs, and he writes about this parsha. Lord Jonathan Sachs, though, he says, "Lech lecha me'artzecha." He said, "I didn't stand to leave the comfort of your home, your comfort zone." That's the best. That's the lush he is.
But even rubs it in. Lech
lecha me'artzecha.
Everything you know, your comfort zone, everything you know.
And that day, there's a great discussion about why we're talking about from your land, your father's house, your mother's house, just the way you were brought up, and that's how a person, that goes back to the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is saying that the whole task, the shlichus, that was given for us is to always perfect, to grow and grow and grow. What stops people from growing more than anything else is a refusal to change, refusal. My father, Olav Hashalom, said something, but it was a Musar that taught me, and he was saying about himself, but it was a Musar that he was giving me that I shouldn't follow. Remember, it was in 1977. It's the first time my father went. He never met Rav Soloveitchik. He went to a share, and he heard the Rav share, and he came back. He was excited beyond excited. You have no idea. He came back, and I remember he was reading his notes. My father was a big smoker, and he wrote notes on his... his matchbook. It was the famous Rav's thing about the 9 steps of the Haggadah. And when he's finished, my father said to me, he says, "Yeah, I remember, you know, he spoke about something about going to mikvah." And my father said, "You know, if I was younger,
had I heard what the Rav said, I would have gone to Mikvah. He says, you shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't take it. My father had, you know, a certain derech. He didn't want to change. But he was saying to me, but that's wrong. That's wrong. You should realize you'll always be able to change. And that's, I think, was really the Lech Lecha, really the theme, the idea of the entire parsha of Lech Lecha, really is to, first of all, to believe that you can change, to believe you are the person who can change the world. There's a shlichus. There is a desire from the Kaddish Baruch Hu for us to be Metakin Olam, and each individual is given that task. There are many, many other ideas we could share. I mean, all of you could share with so many other, you know, sources of how a person, every person has to look at every single Nisayon, that only I can do this Nisayon. No one else can handle it. But I think also when we end off, the Yov Yisrael has sent, I think it's very important for us to think about. And when we decide to do so, we decide to paskin a certain way. You know what I mean, paskin? Not always a poskin. I mean, sometimes when we're given a task and we know that three rabbis, for instance, you know, Rabbi says X, Rabbi B says this, and then you say, which one am I going to follow? Well, the one that's just to follow is the one that you think is really the one that the Ratzon Hashem, what Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, not the one that would make me feel better. That's one task of how to be an Ovin Hashem, and to take the shlichus. I think the most beautiful idea that I take away from this Vas Emes is the story of the person who says, I'm the Rebbe Akiva Eger. I want to be a Rebbe Akiva Eger as long as possible. So if we are shlichim of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, literally we have to think of ourselves. We are the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the sense of Mahuracham, Mahpatarachem. Just as God is passionate, we have to be passionate. The very essence, I think, Bob, I think the very essence of why the man was created with imperfections because God wants us to perform chesed in this world. That's the ultimate, that's the most beautiful part of mankind, to constantly perform chesed for others. And he can only perform chesed in a world that's filled with imperfections. Be well, everybody. Please, and in the future, it's not. I don't want to have just, you know, just interrupt me. I'm used to being interrupted.